Chapter 29. Intelligence and Intellect. There will probably be no one amongst our pupils who will deny that a cloud of anguish covers the world, a cloud so unspeakably somber that it seems impossible that it will ever lift. Behind it, the sun is shining. Behind it, the radiant beams are trying to pierce the black piles of cloud, but the egocentric driving of humanity makes new cries of anguish constantly rise up, feeding the cloud more and more. And humanity as a whole is silent. It submits and remains silent, simply because it has nothing positive with which to counter all this. But pupils of a spiritual school would not be able to carry their name as messengers of the light with honor if they too allowed the voice in their hearts to be silent and let the unconscious state of the human being stay what it has been up to now. Those amongst humanity who are receptive can let their hearts join in sympathy to a large degree in these turbulent times. But does this achieve any soul-liberating results? Certainly not, for if receptivity is not immediately accompanied by dynamic energy, there will only be surrender to indefinable desires. There is a sea of light, but humanity cannot see it because its consciousness is obscured. Impulses come to humanity from the light, but humanity reacts negatively. People are induced in a thousand ways to waste their thoughts on useless aims, so they can be shut off from the flow of soul-liberating impulses that are continuously being sent to humanity. Intelligence is needed to recognize the attacks of the darkness that turn the pure atmosphere of your environment into a dark, troubled, and stifling atmosphere in the wink of an eye. Did you know that the powers of darkness preferably speculate on your pure, but nevertheless extremely dangerous kind-heartedness, if this is not irradiated by the light of pure reason? If you truly wish to become a valuable servant of Christ, you will have to navigate your way around numerous cliffs and avoid many quicksands. You will need to think about every action, especially those that appeal to your kind-heartedness, with extraordinary attention. If you truly wish to become a servant of the Christ, you will need to be, in one word, intelligent. It is clearly demonstrable that everything that is not intelligent seen from a Christ-centered point of view is doomed to failure, because the relationship of the threefold divine manifestation will not be harmonious. If you are capable of bringing the threefold divine manifestation in yourself to a harmonious development, no matter how imperfect to begin with, every attack of the powers of darkness on you will have to fizzle out as they lack one of the three aspects, namely the light or love. The threefold being must open itself receptively, and, driven by the love of God, it must be completely prepared to go into action. Every action, if it is to be intelligent, must be born out of God, kindled in the wisdom of Christ and purified by the Holy Spirit, the invisible power of the Father fire, must be immersed in the love of Christ and, refulgent with light, it must be fructified by the form-giving power of the Holy Spirit. In this physical world, the idea must be raised up from the divine plan laid down in the planes of abstract thought. After that, the idea must be illuminated and adapted to our circumstances in time by the wisdom of the love realized by human beings, so that after fructification by the creative powers of the Holy Spirit that turns it into a liberating action, it can be written in the book of life. An intelligent person does not necessarily have to be outstandingly developed intellectually. It is important not to confuse intelligence and intellect. Unfortunately, most people understand intelligence to mean intellectuality. According to this definition, every professor would have to be intelligent, an assertion that is rejected by the spiritual school. Intellectuality is simply a well-trained brain. Intelligence, on the other hand, requires a skilled mind, a mirror of the human spirit illuminating the reason, a mirror polished by the correct reactions to the divine impulses. If the world could have been saved through the intellect, many would have already reached liberation. But unfortunately, humanity is trapped in the pit of irrationality more deeply than ever before. All that is not intelligent is doomed to perish sooner or later. All that is not willing to relate harmoniously to the threefold divine manifestation will be destroyed. A human being is so easily occupied by the masquerade of facts that he is blind to the joy that ought to fill him. The brighter the sun shines, the starker the shadows. The eyes of human beings are like those of moles, so blinded by the darkness that they do indeed see the revealing manifestation of the powers of darkness, but do not know that the cause of this lies in the more powerful manifestation of the servants of the light. If you wish to be truly intelligent, you should never shut your eyes to the clear reality. However, you will then be compelled to search for the causes that lie at its basis. Not only the degree of knowledge and insight determines your intelligence, but also the way you use it. Your intelligence requires a skillful, systematic way of thinking and acting, as well as a strong determination and insight into the divine plan, as exemplified in the life of Jesus the Christ. But what is intelligence? Intelligence is purified power of the Holy Spirit, epigenesis. It is the divine impulse to use the mind and the emotions, the will and love in the plan for the liberation of humanity. It is the magic staff of Moses, the liberating power of Mercury that shifts the consciousness to the spiritual planes. But perhaps you will ask, how can the powers of darkness be intelligent? They can do that only because they extract the necessary love power from the soul blood sacrificed by the Christ and from the people who serve these powers, consciously or unconsciously. But the day will come that the liberated Christ and liberated soul humanity will banish them for good. Try therefore to live more consciously every hour. Never forget your divine origin. Liberate yourself from the horror of death through the liberating power of the Christ. And, by means of the refulgent radiance of your sanctified spirit, magnify the glory of God's majesty. That is intelligence. May the dark earth be illuminated by the radiance of your sanctified life.